Welcome everybody to the Locked On Lakers podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin. Dude, I'm joined by Pete. I'm off the walls. I can't do this anymore. We got clips of the guys playing in practice. I watched highlights while you were there. I'm talking to Pete Zayas, obviously, and we're talking today about Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka's introductory press conference. And Pete was in the building. I was manning silver screen from home, and while this thing was going on, they kept on showing highlights of the players that were in question. They had clips of the guys who were playing in the background. It was a lot to take in, man. I thought I was already on the verge of just going insane because this needs to happen already, but I'm full on insane now.
Yeah, man. No, it's, for me, it was a nice little appetizer, and in some ways, and then in other ways, it just made the itch even stronger to actually see them playing and hearing some of the details of the open runs and all of that, man. Like, yeah, I'm super excited, especially for Tuesday to come along. I actually, like, media day's awesome and all that, but like them actually bouncing basketballs and seeing those guys, seeing LeBron in a Laker uniform on a basketball court, like, yeah, dude, we are almost there, and it's just too cool.
So now what I wanted to do, our entire show is going to be to analyze Rob Pelinka's kitten, bobcat, lion.
Man, the whole, like, so I'm like, yeah, I'm going to live tweet this. And then he's like, this reminds me of a story of a kitten who's abandoned when he's very young. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to fit this in at 240. Like, this isn't going to work out that way. So I'll try and deliver the gist of it. But yeah,
it was an epic tale, I would say.
It was.
Do you get it?
Yes. I do get it. Yes. Tail. Yes. Thank you.
Perfect. All right. So we'll move on, though. We basically have this broken down into three portions, three subjects that you and I both agreed before we went live that we found noteworthy. First up, how important the pickup games have been, the scrimmages have been that the guys have been playing so far. And the thing that I took away from that was like, man, it'd be nice to have Lonzo out there involved in those.
Definitely.
And then in the second one, I thought this was actually more noticeable throughout the entirety of the press conference, was how Magic Johnson really has Luke Walton's back. So we'll talk a lot about that in the second segment. And then in the third one, we're going to talk about somebody who wasn't talked about as much. And now I think there's some explanations for it. But Brandon Ingram was kind of noticeably absent during this media, this press conference. And you know, we'll talk about that in the third one. So let's focus back on, and by the way, today's show is brought to you again by Vivid Seats. Use promo code Locked On to get $20 off of your purchase of $200 or more. Go to vividseats.com/app. And enter in that promo code there. But so they talked a lot about scrimmages, about the amount of mentoring going on, coaching on the court, the way LeBron just, like, I thought it was really funny how somebody said, I think it was Pelinka said that Kuzma was dominating some pickup games and thought he was like LeBron, and then, well, you know, LeBron walked in. I thought that was phenomenal.
Yeah, that was Magic right after.
Yeah,
he'll kind of chat a little bit with everyone after the formal press conference is over. And yeah, he was talking about a week where Kuzma was just killing everybody. And that's very much in line with everything else I've heard about his summer and what he's been doing, is that he's ready to make a big jump. He's been probably the talk of the young guys in terms of improvement. Honorable mention to Josh Hart as well. Mm-hmm. But Kuzma is just killing everybody for about a week, and then LeBron comes in and does LeBron things after that. And other notable things in that kind of post press conference, he said that Rondo doesn't want to be on the same team as LeBron in these open runs, wants to like run his own team, which I think is great. And I think it's going to give the Lakers 48 minutes of that. And they'll play together, of course, but they'll have 48 minutes of a guy that's really the conductor and that's directing everything.
Yep.
And of course, after my own heart, Magic said that Svi hit like six straight threes and was just killing dudes. And I was fawning all over myself as Coach Svi. So, yeah.
He just became a puddle.
Yeah, basically.
But what I really took away from it, though, as I alluded to in the intro there, was that there's so much coaching going on. There's so much learning going on while these things are. And what you and I talked a lot about, I believe, last time you were on the show was Lonzo's knee stuff, right? And here's where it starts to show up, because, again, game one is going to matter like game 82. That's how this is going to go. And every second that he has on the court, whether it's with either against Rajon Rondo or with Rajon Rondo, or he's on the court and Rondo is watching for him, right? Or LeBron is on the court with him. Like, all that stuff matters. And this is where, you know, as minute as it might feel, like the beginning of training camp, he's not going to be fully healthy, like whatever. But this is where it starts to show up.
Yeah, very much so. There's no way to spin it as a positive. They did say that he is 100% medically cleared, and it's just a matter of him not playing basketball for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And so he has to – they have their checklist of you do one-on-ones, and then you do three-on-threes, and then you do five-on-fives, and there's work in between that outside of scrimmages and games. So he is on the one-on-one at the one-on-one point. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that it gets to the five-on-five sooner rather than later. Yes. But they have historically, or at least last season, had a very conservative timeline for how quickly they do things like this. So, yeah, man, like it's a new squad. Lonzo is a great instinctual player, and that will help him in that once he gets back in it, it's not going to be fish out of water type of thing, because he has got a great feel for the game. But it's certainly not better than him being out there and figuring out how to play with them.
Yep, I completely agree. And to your point about their conservatism, I think it was Tanya Ganguly asked Pelinka about whether they were concerned that, or, you know, if there's a chance that Rondo might miss games. And that is usually a softball question, like, man, he's already fully cleared. It would be, you know, we'd be surprised, blah, blah, blah. But to Pelinka's credit, I think he said, we can't predict the future. I don't want to get ahead of myself here. And that's a lot of what you and I talked about in our last show, the last time you were on, was that, like, let's not put the horse – was it the carriage in front of the horse?
The cart before the horse.
Yeah. Let's not put the cart before the horse here, and let's, like, let these guys ease back into it, not put extraordinary expectations on them. I thought that was smart of Pelinka there.
Yeah, I didn't want to read too much into that, in that, oh, does that mean that Lonzo's going to miss some games at the beginning of the season? And maybe he does, right? Like, maybe he has a setback in mm-hmm. – in this, but I do believe that he's on. If he's already at the one-on-one point, we don't have the first game until October 16th, I want to say, or somewhere right around then. He, you know, barring a setback, will be ready by that point. But, you know, depending on how much five-on-five action he misses, does that mean that Rondo starts the season? Like, how does that work? Does that make Lonzo a 20-minute guy per game to start out with as he gets his wind back up? There are a lot of unanswered questions there.
Yep. All right, we're going to take a quick second here to talk about Vivid Seats. Again, go to vividseats.com/app to enter the promo code LOCKEDON and get $20 off your purchase of $200 or more. It's also in the App Store or Google Play, wherever you find your apps. Again, that's LOCKEDON to get $20 off your purchase of $200 or more. Look, we have, what, 9 days by the time people are listening to this? The preseason game comes back in nine? Goodness.
Yeah, man.
Oh my gosh.
So close, man. So close. It's funny. It's going to be the most, like, scrutinized. You know, LeBron's probably going to play 2 6-minute shifts, like one at the beginning of the first and one at the beginning of the third. And I'm going to have, like, a team of people, like, tell me everything that LeBron did in those 12 minutes where he was playing at 25% effort. So,
yeah. We're going to watch his warm-ups.
Basically. Yeah.
And if you want to be nice front and center to watch those warm-ups, hop on vividseats.com/app, enter that promo code LOCKEDON. It's all of your tickets are fully guaranteed. And again, it's $20 off your purchase of $200 or more. And so that $20 can really apply to some stuff. It can go to parking. It can go to a couple beers, whatever you want to spend it on. It's a great, great app that you guys can use. It's an online ticket marketplace where you can find the best deals and all of those stuff. All of your local sports teams, concerts, whatever. Again, that's LOCKEDON on the Vivid Seats app in either the App Store or Google Play. Enter that promo code LOCKEDON to get $20 off your first purchase or of your purchase of $200 or more. We're going to take another quick second here and come back and talk about Luke. All right, so I want to do this by comparison. Last year, as LeVar Ball was making all of his noise, Magic was noticeably absent. Right? It was I was on the train of, dude, just shut the guy up. Whether he wanted to do it behind the scenes when we wouldn't know about it, or he wanted to just say like, no, Luke is our guy. That wound up being more of Jeannie's role. She wound up playing more of that role that I think is like, we stand with Luke, or in Luke we trust, or whatever her hashtag was as she was sending that out throughout the year. And in this press conference, Magic was adamant about, I don't want to talk about coaching. That is Luke's stuff. And you pointed out to me before we went live about an exchange or a quote that really caught your ear.
Yeah, that was Magic. I thought the most interesting part of the press conference, aside from the cool insight into the open runs and all of that, was him saying that, you know, when LeBron went to Miami and then went back to Cleveland, there were slow starts in both instances as guys got used to playing with each other, and that is the Lakers' expectation, that early on they're going to struggle, and that he told Luke to not worry about it if they start out slow, that they know that things are going to come together. So he gave Luke a little bit of space and kind of got out in front of something. The Lakers, the first eight of the first 11 games Lakers play were against playoff teams last season. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got some of those on the road, some of those at home, but like against pretty good teams.
Yep.
And, you know, if they start out in those 11 games, if they're 5-6, you know, people are going to be screaming, you know, it's Lakers. Like we said, we're going to be analyzing LeBron's damn warmups, right?
Yep.
So in the actual games, if they start out slow, they're going to be talking about, you know, everything's wrong, everything's awful. And so Magic getting out in front of that, that's actually really good management. That's really good, like CEO type of stuff.
Set expectations.
And foreseeing problems and narratives and kind of taking ownership of that, right? Now, that doesn't mean Lakers want to start that way, obviously, but that took a lot of foresight on Magic's part to see and understand what I think is a more likely scenario than not. I think it's more likely that they start out a little bit slow and then pick up momentum than they hit the ground running, which I'd love to see. I just think it's more likely that the other one happens.
Yeah, I was talking to some people via DM, and they were saying the same thing, that they were sitting there like, wow, he's really going, like, he is really standing up for Luke, like, noticeably so. And look, the other thing, so I started by comparison, and you and I have talked about this before, that Luke is not technically a Magic guy. That is not their hire. Mm-hmm. And it is really good to see. Now, maybe, like, if we really want to play the cynic here, if you guys really want to yell at me, I guess I can go here. And Magic focusing so much on Luke's coaching and not wanting to comment on coaching might be kind of detaching himself from the coaching. Like, maybe that's what's going on here. I don't think so. But maybe that might be what's going on there. But I just think, generally speaking, Magic is pretty straightforward. If he likes you, he really, really likes you. And he seemed to really like Luke.
Yeah, no, I think it's similar to B.I., right, where B.I. was not drafted by Magic and Pelinka, but they came in early enough, especially where he became kind of that adopted son, right? And I think that's true with Luke as well. Now, Pelinka made some interesting comments that I agree with, that this roster and with the personalities, that was one thing that someone asked about, you know, you've got kind of all these different personalities, and this, and we've talked about this before, the roster really plays into Luke's skill set as a communicator. I had Mike Trudell on the LFR pod yesterday, and he was talking about how Luke's one of the very few people that no matter who you talk to, they like him and they respect him. Very hard to do in an industry like this, with big egos and a lot of money flying around.
Everybody seems to know each other, and
everyone knows each other. And there's like 30 jobs, right? There's very limited jobs. How many people want to be an NBA head coach versus how many people get to? Yeah. And so that can breed jealousy and things like that. But Luke is able to really develop relationships, and that's going to be his biggest test. So I agree with Pelinka, and it's nice to see. I actually thought overall this was Magic and Pelinka's strongest press conference.
Yes.
I thought they gave a really, really strong performance today.
Yeah, I completely agree. And that's before we talk about that Bobcat story. It's just so good. And no Kobe mention. None.
That's true. That's true.
It was I was dumbfounded by the end of it. I was shocked.
Yeah, and it's been a couple since he had a biblical reference as well. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Although when he started on the cat one, I was like, oh boy. And like, it's funny, we're like looking at each other, like amongst the press, we're like, here we go.
Where's this going?
Exactly.
Although I thought, like, to be fair to Palinka, it was a very apt story.
No, it was, like, it was absolutely very
applicable.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But even Magic busted his balls afterward. He's like, what other GM have a story like that? And then he like toned it in. He's like, I learned something new from you every day. I'm like, yeah, now you're busting his balls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. He definitely, like, after that thing was over, like, he's like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we're going to take another quick second here. And when we come back, we'll talk about Brandon Ingram, who, you know, similarly to Luke, not a Magic guy, although contrary to Luke, was not mentioned as much. And we'll try. Well, there are a couple reasons here that I think are worth mentioning. So we'll get to that here in a second. But first, let's talk again about Eaze. That's EAZE. If you go to EAZE.co/lockedon to get $20 off your first purchase. Again, that's EAZE.co to get $20 off your first purchase. They put you in touch with all kinds of retailers and brands that you trust all throughout the greater LA area. They are safe, it's secure. Everything that you're doing there is 100% legal, and you know that throughout the entire process. So again, go to EAZE.co/lockedon to get $20 off your first purchase, or find them in any app store under EAZE and put in that promo code locked on to get $20 off your first purchase. It's improving people's lives all over the place. So do the research if you're 21 or older and improve your life or have a little fun on the weekends or whatever, whenever you might want to, just head on over to EAZE.co/lockedon and insert that promo code to get $20 off your first purchase. And yeah, let's get back to work. So look, and I tweeted about this after the press conference was over. I made sure to say that this is purely a galaxy brain, like tinfoil on your hat. If you're connecting like 70, what's that Always Sunny in Philadelphia kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah, where he's kind of connecting it together. And to be fair, when I agreed to join on Locked On twice a week, mm-hmm, I expected way more galaxy brain stuff from you than I've gotten. I'm convinced you save it for the other shows during the week. But yeah, I overestimated how much of this I would get. So let's see what you got on this.
Well, to be fair to the point that you just made, I said yesterday in the show that we had with Harrison that in Space Jam 2, there's going to be an Earl Smithers, cause it's like J.R. Smith is Earl. And it's going to be Earl Smithers, and all he does is shoot on the wrong basket. Like, that's what's going to...
I saw a meme yesterday of that famous pose for where LeBron's looking at J.R. Smith, like, what the hell are you doing? Right, exactly, that one. But it's like Bugs Bunny instead.
That's good. That's good. All right, so back to Brandon Ingram. I was about to make a Porky Pig joke, but we don't need to go there. So we were... Again, purely galaxy brain here, but if we were to connect dots, Ingram, not a Magic guy, right? There is also a trend here of guys who Magic doesn't, like, he didn't really mention Jordan Clarkson all that much in the preseason last year. Julius Randle, every so often, you know, and as the year went along, I never felt like Randle got the shine that he maybe deserved from Magic over the course of the year. And obviously, like, D'Angelo Russell was just outright crapped on his way out the door. And again, when Ingram, who hasn't spent as much time, according to a couple accounts here, hasn't spent as much time at the training center as, say, like Kuzma, who has been there, like, as soon as LeBron got there, he made sure to be there, which is, like, really smart of Kuzma, by the way. Like, right. It's a good move, Kuz. But you know, there was and people were comparing it. People were like, well, he wasn't being asked about. Brandon Ingram wasn't, and some of these things. But, you know, Magic was going out of his way to mention Kuz. He was going out of his way to talk about Lonzo and going out of his way to talk about, like, a Josh Hart. And that's where, again, I don't think anything is necessarily going to come out of this. But I would have liked to heard a little bit more about Ingram just to rest my crazy ass head.
Brandon, like you said, he just hasn't been around as much as the other guys have, which isn't to say he hasn't been putting work in.
Right.
I know like there is little to no concern at all about Brandon Ingram's work ethic amongst the team. It's just that when you see these pictures and all that, this is like their everyday in terms of showing up in the facility. You see guys like, I'm looking at a picture that UCLA Training Center just tweeted out of LeBron making an awesome layup, and you got Caruso in the shot, JaVale McGee, KCP, Jeffrey Carroll, it looks like. Like, all these dudes have been showing up. Kuz is there all of the time. Everybody but Brandon stayed in LA to work on their game this summer. Brandon went back home. He went, and now that's okay. That's nothing wrong. That's absolutely all of that.
It's his choice.
But it's also going to make him drop off of rate, not drop off, but be less on the radar than
out of sight, out of mind.
Right. Magic and Palenka walk into work every day. There are these open runs going on. You're going to stand there and watch it for a few minutes, right? And, you know, that's what's going to stick in your head if Brandon's not a part of that. I don't know if he's been a part of the open runs the last couple of weeks, and he has been back in town getting work in at the facility. But yeah, I don't read too much into it at this point that they're not talking as much about him. But what I will say is, this is a year not just for Brandon, but for all of the young guys, that they have to – it can't be could be anymore or potential anymore. Now, nobody's going to hit their ceiling this year, but what they are this year is going to be more important than what they could be. And that's the first time in all of these young guys' career where it's been on that side of the ledger.
Yep, I would agree. And all right, well, looks like we jinxed it. According to reports, Brandon Ingram has just been traded for Jimmy Butler, so – there you go. I'm kidding.
Stop it. It's freaking guy. Freaking guy.
Oh, man. It's going to be a long season, bud. It's going to be a good season.
It is. Maybe you've been tame because the games aren't going on.
Yeah.
I will. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
We'll get into it. We need to argue more than we do on this show.
I do.
Too much. Yeah.
Well, let's argue about this then. I wanted to get your thoughts on the reports that surfaced. This is completely – we have a couple extra minutes here. There were some reports that surfaced that now Jimmy Butler has been added to the list of superstars who I guess don't want to play with LeBron. Oh, there's the
eye roll. Sorry, the eye roll doesn't come through over radio, does it?
I might have to. I wish I could have screen grabbed that one. So I wanted to get your thoughts. Harrison and I got into it yesterday. So listeners, if you haven't heard it, go back and check that out. Now I'll add my two cents to this. But as those reports come out, as that speculation comes out, what are your thoughts when you get that?
I think that it's one of those things where, like, you ever see a guy try and like holler at a girl on Twitter and then she curves him and then he's like, oh, well, you're ugly in this anyway, right? Yeah. I didn't watch it. Like, the Lakers don't have this space. They aren't legally able to trade for Butler right now. Mm-hmm. If the Lakers were capable of doing it, the Lakers would be on his list. This is all politics, man. This is not like, I don't buy that for a second that like, oh, I don't want to play with LeBron. Like, part of why he wants to go to the Clippers is why? Because they're going to have two max spaces, right? Brooklyn's on that list. Why? Because they're going to have two max slots.
Right.
He wants to play with another dude that can bring it. He's certainly tired of playing with who he considers children in Minnesota, right? Like, he wants to play with grownups and guys that can play. This is, the Lakers don't have any meat. They're not going to trade Lonzo and Ingram for him, which is what they need to do to just get in the ballpark of making the salary cap stuff work. So, and the Lakers, they've got their sights aimed higher than that, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if they're going to be successful or not. I don't have any inside info on that. But, like, they want to pair up LeBron James and Kevin Durant, man.
Yeah.
That's, like, that's plan A. Wouldn't that be your plan A? You know?
I would say so.
Like, those are probably the two best players in the world. And so, like, Butler is the guy that is the type of guy that maybe they look to settle for if that doesn't work out. But they aren't, like, if they didn't make a move for Kawhi, they're not going to do it for Jimmy Butler. And I like Jimmy Butler, but it's not the plan.
So a few things that I think, and this is a couple of the things that I pointed out last night is, one, I think playing with LeBron is difficult because of how effing good he is. Like, and we are terrible at talking about the second best player behind an all-timer, That's just a fact. Over the course of analysis, the history of analysis, that's how that has gone. So I could see somebody saying, like, all right, well, I don't run to a certain extent. The other thing here, too, is there's an age gap here. And now, even with that point, Butler is sick of playing with kids, but he doesn't want to play with somebody too much older than him. Like, careful here. And then the final point regarding Butler is, all right, so he wants to be the star in a major market on a major market team, but he also wants to win. He's not going to – like those three things are not possible together. He can't be the second – or the best player on a team that has legitimate aspirations. Like we saw that with Minnesota last year. That's just – it's probably not going to happen. And if he wants to be like the star in a major city, well, maybe he goes to Brooklyn – or maybe he goes to New York. But if he goes to New York, KP's going to be the guy. He was there first. If he goes to Brooklyn, well, the Knicks are the main show in town. If he goes to the Clippers, the Lakers are the main show in town. He already went to Chicago, so he can't go backwards there. So like his options are eventually going to run out. And you know, you can have a list all you want, but if anything, like if I was a superstar and I was about to get traded or I was going to demand a trade, I'd put a bunch of teams that I don't want to get sent to, right? Like, like I want to go to Milwaukee. I want, you know, because these teams, like we're finding out, don't want to help them out. They don't want to do that favor for them. So right. I don't know. We'll see how that plays out.
Yeah. All of this, the vast majority of the anything that says sources say on it and that type of news, the vast majority of that comes from agents. Yeah. And so Butler's agent is working the phones and working the narrative to be as favorable as possible for his client, which is his job. Mm-hmm. But what you get out of that is going to be politics and marketing and branding, and you know, and that doesn't mean that everything's a lie, but you have to kind of look a little bit deeper, in my opinion, in terms of where is this information coming from and what is the motivation for having that out there. And in this instance, if the Lakers, the Lakers have already made their decision. Now, this isn't sourced by me, but they've already made their decision on Jimmy Butler and the entire approach that they want. Mm-hmm. They want their cake and eat it too. I told the story. I said, you know, go watch Colors and the story about the two Bulls, right?
Right.
That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get walk the two max the guys. Right. They're trying to walk down the hill. They're trying to sign
not to
two
the
max guys.
To the cows.
They got one.
<Don't yes. wanna>
Yeah. And have it all. And then if and when they do get those two guys, they already got one of them. That's the point where it's like, okay, what young guys fit, what young guys don't, you know, and then that's when maybe some of the trades happen. But that's why they had a shot at Kawhi, but they never made a serious offer for him. Mm-hmm. And that's why, because they want to have it all.
Yep. All right. That'll do it. This is, I think this is the last episode of the off season.
That's true. We'll be recording on the first day of training camp.
Yeah, when we come back, like the next time I talk to everybody here, we'll have seen LeBron in a uniform. How about that? All right. Have a great rest of your weekend, everybody. Thank you for all of the support this entire offseason. It was a lot of fun. Pete, you came through in the clutch with a few times there, and we did those player previews. That was a lot of fun as well. It's going to be a really interesting training camp. There's going to be a ton to talk about on a daily basis because there's some really interesting – I mean, hell, you and I, we didn't really get to talk about like the training camp battles that we really have our eyes on. I guess really quickly, it'd be shooting guard for me. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, that's the spot. We've all been assuming what they're going to do with the center position, but we don't really know.
Yeah. Although it was kind of funny to see – did you see Magic kind of wink-wink about LeBron playing center today?
Oh, I didn't catch that. I was, you know, tweeting it, so I may have missed some like nonverbal stuff.
I don't have the quote directly in front of me, but he said like, look, we have JaVale and we haven't had a JaVale in a long time.
Right.
And then nobody has like a traditional center as their backup. And he kind of looked at the person who was asking the question and he said, but we have like the best who can do that in our back pocket, you know, like in our back pocket kind of thing. I'll have to find the video again, but I definitely took notice of that. So that was interesting. But yeah, really fun training camp ahead of us. And then we have the regular season, and then we'll have the playoffs and the finals and the parade and all those good things. Have a great rest of your weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you.